I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
Hey guys, it's Andy. I am getting my makeup done. Oh, a little dog just walked by. And when I say little, I mean little. I'm getting my makeup done. And you know that I keep saying that the two best shows on Bravo right now, are, besides Watch What Happens Live, are Married to Medicine and Vanderpump Rules. Well, I'm backing that up. Tonight we've got Dr. Contessa, who is the newest doctor in the group, and she is amazing. She's a Navy vet. She's so impressive. Smart, beautiful. She's very accomplished. And she's on with Toya, who is a Married to Med OG. And we've got a lot to talk about and a lot of fun stuff. So I, for one, am excited. I will see you in the clubhouse.
When she last saw Renee, a utensil was thrown, and she wants Eugene to leave his utensil alone. It's Watch What Happens Live with Toya Bush Harris and Dr. Contessa Metcalf now. I'm Andy Cohen in the Bravo Clubhouse on National Margarita Day with two women who have friendships that are both salty and on the rocks. This season on Married to Medicine, my first guest was the recipient of perhaps the first ever award for not talking about someone else's mom. Please welcome Toya Bush Harris. Hi, Toya. I love your hair, Toya. And her experience in the Navy just barely prepared her for the paces she was put through with the Married to Medicine women. It's the new doc on the block, Dr. Contessa Metcalf. Hi, Dr. Contessa. Great to see you. You know that I'm obsessed with Married to Medicine this season.
That's great.
So good. And you are a great addition to the show,
Dr. Thank you.
Bar, we just watched him cook his way into the final three on Top Chef Colorado. It's Joe Sasto. Hey, Joe. Joe, I gotta tell you something. I'll talk to you about the balls that you prepared later, but your mustache has been intriguing us all season. Does it ever get in the way or pose any problems?
It never gets in the way. You know, you can tell when I've had a long day, it starts to get really sad and
droopy. Well, I'm glad it's perky and erect for us tonight. Let's get started. Contessa, your relationship with Heavenly started off rocky, and one thing she was very adamant about was how to mispronounce your name. Take a look.
Her name is Contessa. Her name is Contessa.
This was 100% me.
Thank you, Contessa, for owning what your problems are.
So let's move on.
So yes, I can move on with Contessa.
Would you like a drink, Contessa? Yes. Would you like a drink, Contessa?
If she keep on calling me Contessa, Contessa.
Is it difficult for you to pronounce her name correctly?
The Twitch's name is Contessa.
Hey, I don't make fun of people who have disabilities.
That's just not cute at all. Contessa.
Why did she keep repeating it? Just to get under your skin?
Exactly. So yes. That's heavenly. She pushes people's buttons, but see, I choose not to let her push mine. So.
Yeah. Very good. Wow, I like it. Very powerful. Well, Toya pushed her booty right into the wrong place in Barbados. Just a little transition. Take a look at what happened.
Sit wherever you feel comfortable. You can sit your ass down, okay?
I know. I took it as a joke.
No, I don't like this. That's
not funny.
Yo, get your ass up. You can't put your big ass on Curtis' lap.
Toya placed her ass in his face, which was just wrong. Wrong on all levels.
If it were me, I would have jumped up like a hot potato. I would have never disrespected my husband like that.
Toya, you gotta do way more than that to get me upset, girl. Sit on down.
Do you regret staying on Curtis's lap so long, or?
All right, let's be clear.
Yes.
I was being very nice all season because I went on Twitter and I said, Jackie, please enlighten the people.
Right.
Because the reality was, Jackie was flirting with Eugene first.
Oh.
And she went over there and was like, I'm going to sit next to you. And I was like, okay, well, I'm gonna sit over here by Curtis. So right. I went over by Curtis. I didn't know that dude was gonna pull me in his lap. He pulled me
totally
in.
Totally unexpected. Everyone was shocked.
I looked at everybody and I was in disbelief for a moment. Can I get a moment? It was like not more than 60 seconds.
Yeah, but it was shocked.
It was just shocked.
Right. He had just gotten there that day.
I was upset. And I was already upset at him because I was like, Jackie, really? We just got here. You know, this is too much.
Okay, well, that's not that I understand now.
But you
Contessa, as the newbie in the group, I want to go through the ladies and you tell me your first impressions of each one of them. Okay. First impression of Heavenly.
Loose cannon.
Jackie.
Stoic.
Simone.
Girlfriend next door.
Miss Quad.
Misunderstood.
Mariah.
Hey. Come on.
Yeah. She wants to be the queen bee, but.
Now, you already knew Toya prior to joining the show. Did your impression of her change at all?
You know what? Over the season, I think a little bit because I think people try really hard to make it seem like Toya is not a smart girl. And she is always kind of the one who brings it together.
Very good.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you very much. She confessed the truth. While Toya and Dr. Contessa wait for your questions, here's what three things I'm obsessed with tonight. First, this season, Toya and Eugene may have been working on their tax issues, but they still have a lot of work to do when it comes to their sex life, as Toya might have mentioned once or twice. Take a look.
We're not even as sexually active as we used to be.
We're in grind mode right now.
And grind mode means that we have sex twice a month.
I don't know not one guy that can go a whole month without having sex. So what are you doing? You're masturbating in the bed? You're like, yeah.
How are we doing
My husband is just explaining to me why he masturbates.
You gotta tell everybody our damn conversation.
I would like for my husband, if he's going to masturbate, to be thinking about the visual of me.
You know, whatever you want to do, I'm open.
The hell was you supposed to do with that dog collar, though?
I wouldn't mind it if Eugene, like, snatched me up sometime and tapped that ass.
How would you describe your time between the sheets?
He go real slow with me, and he fast and furious when you masturbate.
Here's what, in honor of Toya's arousal always being on call, let's play Paige and Dr. Horny. Toya, I'll go through some different sexual situations. You tell me if Eugene and Toya would enjoy ya. Would you and Eugene ever entertain a threesome to spice up your sex life?
He would not.
And you would, okay.
With a girl or a boy? I'm just asking.
Are you interested?
Are you and Eugene into strip clubs, aka going to the club as a couple?
We went before. Eugene doesn't know how to act in the strip club.
Why? What does he do?
Mariah bought him some dancers, and it was too much. He didn't say no. I was in the bathroom. He doesn't know how to behave.
If you and Eugene were to bring another married medicine lady into the bedroom, would you both agree on the person? If so, who would you both pick?
We probably would definitely agree. That picture right there is everything.
I know, right?
Who would you pick? Who do you think you would pick?
Can I have two?
Yeah.
I think I would do Quad on the side and a little Contessa on the left.
Very nice.
I would.
Sex toys, yay or nay?
We yes.
Yes. Have you and Eugene ever had sex in public?
We finally did. Yeah.
Where? Where?
You didn't tell me.
Where?
Girl, wait. So we were on our last vacation in Thailand.
Ooh. Yeah.
And my husband, I was in the bathtub taking a bath, and I looked out, and he was in the pool naked.
Wow.
I was like, yes, come to me.
All right.
First time.
Congratulations, Paige and Dr. Horny. Second, despite playing nice with the other women, the real drama in Dr. Contessa's life, not how to pronounce it, involved a nanny who was a little less Mary Poppins and a little more Mary Poppin' off. Yeah. Here's what. Let's take a trip down Misery Lane. Watch.
Miss Renee, will you help me with her hair?
I told you I don't do hair.
Some people don't get Miss Renee's craziness, but she's the crazy glue that holds our family together.
Black doctor bitch.
And I know she's a colorful character, but since my mom died, Miss Renee has been able to fill some of the void.
Uh-huh. And I'm supposed to take because she's paying me? Hell no.
Miss Renee, can you take him out to get some food pretty soon?
I'm not going out there.
Go ahead and go. You gotta go? Go ahead and go. I'll take care of it. Did you just throw something at me?
No, I just fired me now because I don't give a f-.
It looks like to me I just lost my nanny.
So sad because she really was so much more than a nanny.
She
she's
so
like a member of your family.
Oh, yeah.
What is the status of things with Dr. Renee now?
Oh, Miss Renee, I haven't talked to
her. I made her a doctor.
I know, right? Yeah. Well, you know what?
Renee. Yes.
Sometimes she did give me some therapy sessions, but
right.
Especially after dealing with some of the ladies. But Miss Renee, I haven't talked to her very much. That was kind of painful to watch.
I'm sure it was.
It's different when you're like experiencing it. You can't really tell, like, kind of maybe if it's as bad as it is, but when you see it, it makes it a little bit worse.
Okay, finally, on last week's Married to Medicine, Dr. Heavenly gave everyone couples counseling and made them all want to consciously uncouple from this situation. Here's what. Let's see if my guests can provide some healthier therapy with diagnosis or diagnosis. We'll go through some of the problems that are happening this season. Tell us how you would remedy them. Thoughts on Cecil taking a big amount of money out of their account without telling Simone?
Well, you know,
onosis.
Yeah. Onosis. Yeah. Do you think their divorce is a good idea?
No.
Do you think the feud with Mariah and Heavenly will ever be fixed?
Onosis.
No. Toya, you've had strong feelings and hesitations about Jackie taking back Curtis. Do you ladies think their relationship is fixable?
God is good.
Yes, God is good. Yes. Do you think Heavenly's beach therapy session was actually going to fix relationships, or was she planning on being shady?
She's a shady bitch.
No.
Yeah, shady.
Okay. Oh, no.
Thoughts on Quad's marriage. Do you think their issues are fixable?
Ooh. God is so good. Absolutely.
Okay, thank you very much. On tomorrow's Married to Medicine, Toya and Quad work overtime to accuse each other of not having jobs. Here's a sneak peek.
Quad. We met the other day. We were talking about BCBG, and I had made a comment about them going through bankruptcy, and she said, well, you had $170,000 tax debt.
If you degrade a job that I have,
I would never degrade the job that you have, Quad, because you need a job.
You need a job even more. You have kids.
Would you find it as a joke if I threw in your face about your tax problem?
You and I will never speak again.
No.
You and Ollie, I'll stay out of it.
This argument, simply ridiculous. They're housewives. Their job is to take care of that doctor they're married to.
Ooh.
Sting.
She's right.
All right. Let's go to Sabrina from Seattle. Hey, Sabrina, what's your question?
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank?
The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Andy, ladies, hope you're all having a good night. My question is for Toya.
Toya, hey.
Do you regret bringing your sex life up so much during filming the season?
Good question.
About as much as I regret bringing my tax issues up last season.
Well, the tax issues really, you kind of didn't have a choice about tax issues.
You know,
that was kind of out there, right? Yeah.
I mean, you know what? Honestly, if I could, sex is pertinent in a marriage, right?
Yeah.
And it's not something that everyone has to hide behind.
Right.
Either you're having it or you're not. And really and truly, me and my husband, you know, we're very open pretty much with all our friends.
Right.
And it is what it is, you know. It wasn't something that we needed to feel ashamed about.
Right. Well, that's one of the reasons why I think this season specifically, the show is so good, because people are so real about what's going on in their relationships. Let's go to, how is your sex life now?
You know what, Andy? We had sex 2 days ago.
Very good. Very good.
It was really good.
Good. Happy for you.
Out in the moment. Every time is a win.
Yes. Let's go to Shelly from Kansas City. Hey, Shelly, what's your question?
Yes, my question is for Dr. Contessa.
Okay.
Hey, Kansas City. I'm from Kansas City.
Hey. Yes, girl. If Miss Renee hadn't left, would you still have confronted your work-life balance issues?
I would have definitely confronted them, because I feel like, I think the trouble in my home was that I needed a nanny so much.
Right.
I mean, why do I need someone so much?
Right.
And why am I willing to tolerate so much because I need to? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. What did you do in the Navy, by the way?
I was a flight surgeon. So,
you were a flight
surgeon. Yeah, so I advocate people joining the military. The military paid all of my medical school bills.
Yes. Yeah, and so by flight surgeon, that means?
I was a primary care doctor for pilots and air crew. So, but I also got to go to flight school as part of my training.
So you are a pilot?
I learned how to fly. I can't say I'm a pilot, but
well,
I learned how to fly.
All right. I'm going to go
if we're in danger, I can save us.
Wow, very good. Let's go to Betsy. From Arizona.
Hi, Andy.
Hey.
My question is for Toya, and I just wanted to know, what would you have done if Simone had gone and sat in Eugene's lap?
You know, me and Simone, now if she sits in his lap, I won't say just to be clear, because 2 seasons ago, I learned my lesson.
Right.
But, you know, honestly, I didn't sit in his lap. I was pulled in his lap.
Right.
Like, I need y'all to rewind that DVR.
Okay. All right. Let's go to Mindy from Maryland. Hey, Mindy, what's your question?
Hey, my question is for Contessa.
Okay.
I was wondering, why do you think you and Heavenly didn't get off on the right foot?
Well, you know, Heavenly is a hazer. So, you know, I think she always tries
to... Did you say hater or hazer?
Hazer. She tries to haze. Almost like joining a sorority, she tries to haze you. And she's always trying to, I think, establish her position in the group.
Right.
And so anybody who's new, she immediately is going to, like, try to, you know, confront them and let them know, hey, pay attention to me. I'm a big dog.
Hey, we're the guy, it's Chef Joe Sasto. Was being on Top Chef, like, everything you thought it would be like?
It was awesome. It was a really good time. I'd never seen the show before. So
you're kidding?
Yeah. I had no idea what I was getting myself into.
Wow.
Was it so? Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah.
And what was the hardest thing about doing the show?
The hardest thing was figuring out, you know, what my own food was. You know, the whole time it's like, you know, I'd always worked for other chefs and kind of done things and always had other people to fall back on.
Yeah.
And then you go do a show like this and it's like you're on your own.
Wow.
It's like they throw you out there and you got to figure it out.
Well, you did great. Final three, man. Can't wait to see what happens. Let's go to Jeff from Michigan. Hey, Jeff, what's your question?
Hi, my question is for Toya.
Okay. Yes, Michigander.
Yeah. Hey, Toya, in your opinion, which woman has changed the most since season one?
Oh, that's a good question.
Wait. Who's
changed the most since season one?
You know what? I would have to say Mariah did.
Mariah has.
She did. You know, she came in season one. She was full of energy. Then we kind of broke her down.
Right.
And she came back, and she's finding her old Mariah, you know. So, honestly, everybody else has been the same. Simone, Jackie.
Uh-huh.
Heavenly wasn't there.
Skylar F. texted, Toya, have your financial issues caused you to stop spending money on pointless things and make you start budgeting? I would imagine so.
Absolutely. You know what? The financial issues have caught... They have caused me to be wiser in my decisions. I mean, my husband still spoils me and I spoil him, but the reality is we make sure that it's in the budget.
Contessa, Melanie K. wants to know your thoughts on Mariah taking offense to your bougie comments at the 90s barbecue.
I don't know. So that's why I say I'm not sure about Mariah, because I don't understand why one party would be in contrast to hers. Like, why did she compare it?
It's time for my mazel of the day. It goes to the poor man in Detroit who tried to get rid of skunks in a crawl space with a smoke bomb, and it ended up accidentally burning his whole house down.
Oh.
I feel so bad for him, but also I think he needs a friendly reminder about how to effectively kick out pests.
We're done. Please lead.
I didn't extend an invitation to you.
No, it's fine.
You can have, yeah.
You get the out. Get out. Get out. Oh, get out. Out of my house. You have the worst manners. Not acceptable. Leave.
And there's been enough drama.
Okay, we're gonna
All right. They kicked me out.
Today, that's a little reminder. Today, Shaco goes to the Gucci models who carried copies of their own noggins at Fashion Week in Milan.
Ooh.
So crazy. Some people thought it was gross, but isn't it everyone's dream job to get paid to get head? To get head. I want to thank Toya, Contessa, and Joe. It's good. It keeps me from eating worse stuff. Hey, everybody. It's Andy with Toya Bush Harris and... Dr. Contessa Metcalf from Married to Medicine and Joe Sasto from Top Chef, Thursdays at 9. Dr. Contessa, how long were you in the Navy?
I was in active duty for 5 years, and then I did some reserve time, so a little bit over 7 years.
Wow, and you wouldn't change a
thing. Best decision, one of the top, after my kids, after my family, best decision of my life.
Wow.
Yeah.
And where's the craziest place? So you are an actual surgeon.
No. So it's just a historical term. So it's a primary care physician.
Basically. Oh, okay.
Yes. Yeah, so for pilots and air crew, it's called a flight surgeon.
Wow.
Yeah.
I would like to be a doctor to Navy pilot.
It's so it is so fun.
I mean, you could actually
be assigned to like the Blue Angels, the jet pilots.
Uh-huh.
That was like the dream job. We all competed for that.
Really?
In NASA.
On a scale of 1 to 10, like how hot are they in general?
My husband's not listening, so let's say 11. I
mean, wow.
Oh my God. I lived in Crush World.
Let's go back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Mm-hmm. Hi, this is Jules from Mobile, Alabama.
Hey, Jules, what's your question?
Well, sweetie, it is my 1 year anniversary from when I got to call you last.
Oh, happy anniversary.
Anniversary. I love you.
Love you back.
So, I had a question for Dr. Contessa. Hey, ladies.
Hello.
Hi. As the newest lady in the group, which feud has surprised you the most?
Which feud or dude?
Feud.
I think it's, you know what, I feel like it's Heavenly and Mariah. That I think that feud is just, it's just endless, and I feel like it'll never get any better.
Pointless
like
and
they
ridiculous.
Just, yeah, it's just pointless and ridiculous. That's a good assessment.
Back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
This is Cindy in Florida. Hey, hello, y'all.
Hey, Cindy, what's up?
A whole lot. Okay.
Tell me one thing.
I know.
Tell me one thing. I dare you.
I was Olympics, and I hate judges.
You hate judges.
I hate judges.
Yes, I'm sure that our chef has a similar feeling. all right. Well, I mean, you didn't knock me out with that factoid. Tell us what your question is.
Okay, I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
My question is for both of the women, Toya and Contessa. Mm-hmm. When the women were fighting on the boat about Quad always getting a free pass because she's the youngest, neither of you really jumped in. Do you think Quad gets treated with kid gloves by the other women?
Definitely. Yeah, she's very sensitive.
Yeah.
She's one of those people that if you say something to her, just like she told Toya, like in that one little argument, I'll never speak to you again. So. Right. And then 2 minutes later, they were just like hugging. So.
That's so funny because I was watching that and I was thinking, did they not speak at the
right time? I mean, literally.
She was touching my shoulder like,
are you okay?
Thank you, you're my friend.
I know, like 2 minutes later.
Like, yeah. Are we?
Yeah.
It is what it is. I mean, I can't jump in everything. If I jump in everything, then I'll be just nosy and messy. So.
Do you ever run into Carrie Wells in Atlanta?
Absolutely.
We go to the same gym.
I see her all the time.
First of all, me and Carrie are really friends.
Yeah.
And the reality is, I mean, I miss Carrie. That was the first person I did Bravo Andy with.
Oh, is that true?
Yeah.
And she.
We had on green together.
Yeah.
Remember?
Did we smoke dope?
No, we didn't. We had on like a lime green.
Oh, you were wearing green. I was like, what? I don't remember that. Okay.
Andy,
well,
you did not serve that up.
Yes. Carrie appears in the finale, by the way, FYI.
Yes.
I want to thank Toya and Kadessa and Joe for being here. For more on BravoTV.com. Good night, everybody. Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Business can mean a lot of things. For some, it's earning reports, the top MBA program, investments, but business isn't everything we do. Side hustles that explode into the next billion-dollar company.
I need to create my own product that I control what the marketing is for.
Unconventional ideas that change the world we live in.
AI is everywhere, with venture capital pouring in.
From Elon Musk,
he took a massive axe and swung it through Twitter's workforce.
To Taylor Swift,
she is unstoppable as her Eras Tour stimulated local economy.
Your favorite coffee shop down the street to the vacation house you rented last weekend. Whatever business means to you, Wondery is the destination for business podcasts. Listen to top business shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more. Everything from top daily news.
There was more ranch dressing sold last year than ketchup and barbecue sauce.
We're buying the dip, literally.
To deep dives on the biggest successes and failures of our time.
20,000 people lost their jobs.
Wondery means business.
Once upon a beat. Remember the stories and fables that captured your imagination when you were young? We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remixed and reimagined for the kids in your life today. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a music-filled weekly party hosted by me,
DJ Fuse,
and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, spinning tales in the new kids and family podcast, Once Upon a Beat, where hip-hop and fables meet. Hey, grown-ups, listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.
Once Upon a Beat.